Mad as a Hatter. You have probably heard of the phrase Mad as a Hatter, and you might even have used it. You may also be familiar with the Mad Hatter character from the children's story Alice in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll. The term originates from an early industrial occupational disease that affected hatters, people who make felt hats. Felt hats were once very popular, one example being the top hat. The very best felt hats were made from beaver fur, but cheaper ones used furs such as rabbit instead. Felt is made using steam and pressure to mat fibres together without the need for spinning and knitting or weaving. Some fibres, such as beaver fur, mat together very easily, but cheaper furs tend to need chemical treatment to roughen up the fibres so that they stick together. In the 1800s, one such treatment was to brush a solution of a mercury compound onto the fur, usually mercurous nitrate. The hatters often worked in poorly ventilated workshops and would breathe in the mercury compounds. Mercury takes a long time to be excreted from the body, and so over time, it can accumulate to dangerous levels. Mercury poisoning causes kidney and brain damage. The physical symptoms include trembling, known as the hatter shakes, loosening of teeth, loss of coordination, and slurred speech. Mental symptoms include irritability, loss of memory, depression, anxiety, and other personality changes, hence why the victims were thought to be mad. This was called Mad Hatter Syndrome. It's been a very long time since mercury was used in making hats, and all that remains now is the phrase. However, doctors still refer to Mad Hatter Syndrome to describe patients suffering from the symptoms of mercury poisoning. To a certain extent, we are still exposed to mercury in our environments. For example, in batteries, tooth fillings, fluorescent lamps, necklaces and other jewellery, paint and thermometers. There is a debate about the safety of mercury in tooth fillings, but it's generally acknowledged that if you already have one, then it is safer to leave it in place, because the drilling required to remove the filling would spread the mercury. Some laboratories used to have low levels of mercury vapour in the air, resulting from broken thermometers, which is why any breakages were always carefully cleaned up. This wasn't a risk to students, who only spent one or two lessons a week in a lab over 5 years or so, but it might have been a cause for concern for teachers, who spent their whole working week in a lab over a career of up to 40 years. However, the risks of mercury are now well known and mercury thermometers have been phased out. This means that if you have a particularly quirky chemistry teacher, it can't be put down to mercury exposure anymore.